Welcome back to the Dependency and Decaf podcast. I am Lillian Ketchum, and I am the host of this podcast, and let's just get right into this week's episode.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Dependency and Decaf podcast. I am so excited to be back. Today is an episode of something that has been a conversation that just keeps coming up with mentors in my life, with leaders in my life, with friends in my life, with people I'm discipling in my life. And it's just been such a common theme that keeps coming up that I'm like, okay, I have to talk about this because the Lord's been teaching me so much about it. But if you're new here, I am Lillian Ketchum. I am currently a senior at North Central University in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I'm studying marketing. And I start every podcast episode by talking about my favorite kind of coffee. Recently, I have been on a crazy blueberry latte kick. I can't quite explain how good it is. You just have to try it for yourself. And my roommate and I took it upon ourselves to make homemade blueberry coffee syrup. Needless to say, we ran through that in like 3 days because I was making so many blueberry lattes. But yes, the drink of this episode is a blueberry latte. Highly recommend. It's harder to find. It's more of like a local coffee shop house-made syrup that's only around seasonally in the summer. So I soak it up while I can. But I want to get right into today's episode because there's a lot that the Lord has been teaching me about this topic, and I'm just so excited about it. So let's just go ahead and pray, and then we'll get right into everything that we have for today. Lord, thank you so much for who you are, for your goodness, for your character, for your mercy, for your grace, but mostly for the way that you just want to be our friend. Lord, I pray that whoever's listening, that you speak to their heart directly today, Lord, that you would anoint my words and filter my words so that everything that's being said is from you and for your glory, Lord. I thank you for revelations that are going to come from this, for peace that's going to come from this, and more intimacy in relationship with you that is going to come from today. Lord, we thank you so much for who you are, for your Holy Spirit, and for always being with us. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you saw the title of today's episode, a lot of what I'm talking about today has to do with direction and basically what it looks like to walk with God versus stressing about the direction of your life. Something that I have learned a lot, this topic, I guess this lesson that God is trying to teach me keeps coming up. And it's basically the idea that God doesn't want us to live our life so worried about the next step that we're paralyzed and that we can't make a decision and we're so fearful about where to go next. But God actually wants us to have so much joy and so much peace in the process of life with him as he leads the way. And again, not living constantly anxious about where to step next. And especially, I can speak for college students because I am a college student. This is something that I feel like is very common for people our age because we're in such a turning point of our life where it's like, okay, I need to know where I'm going. I need to know my career. I need to know my calling. I need to know my giftings through Christ. I need to know A, B, C, D, E, F, G, the list goes on. And in reality, the only thing that we need to know is Jesus. Because he leads the way. He is the author and the finisher of our life. He is the perfecter of our faith. And he is the one at the end of the day that is arranging our plans and is leading the way. And so I just want to read a couple scriptures that kind of encourage this and go along with this idea of just walking with God. Psalms 32, 8 through 9 says, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the pathway for your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, with all your heart, rely on him to guide you, and he will lead you in every decision you make. So hear me when I say this. I'm not telling you to not pray before every decision, because I am a firm believer in inviting God into every step of your life and inviting him into every decision and not making a move without consulting him first. But that doesn't mean that God wants us to overthink and to worry about every decision, but simply live in him. And today I'm going to show you what the difference between the two really is. So here is the difference. Walking with God through all your decisions means every day you're walking with joy, with peace and freedom. You spend your time putting God first in your everyday, so naturally you're close to Him, hand in hand with God every day. You hear His voice throughout the day. You feel His conviction and His gentle whispers to do or to say something. So, to kind of reiterate this point and to give you more of an illustration, why not go to scripture where there are stories that have these illustrations set up for us? So I'm just going to read a story from Acts 16:6. It's called the Macedonian Call. But the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So basically in this story, Paul and these other people were trying to go to a certain area to go and preach the gospel. They were doing what was right. They were doing what God was calling them to do. But God specifically did not want them to go to that area, but rather a different area. And it wasn't until they started taking those steps and doing what they thought was right, following the Lord, that He actually said, "Hey, I actually want you to go in this different direction." So I just want to make note that even in this story, we can see that God's character isn't that if we take a wrong step that He didn't desire for us, He's not angry with us. He's not angry that we made the wrong move, and He doesn't expect them to overthink all these decisions. They just went. They were just walking in faith, and God gently redirected them. And God gives us authority, freedom, and direction. You can see that in this story. God has given them the authority and the freedom to walk and to do what they know that God is calling them to do, but He also gave them direction. So if you are to take a wrong step, God always uses it for good and for glory, but He also has the authority to redirect you. Here's a key point that I want to make. We simply do not have the authority to mess up or to change God's plan for our lives. We do not have the authority to mess up or change God's plan for our lives. If that was the case, then the cross wouldn't have happened, because in scripture, there's a lot of things that happened before Jesus went to the cross. There were a lot of situations that could have stopped Jesus if we had the authority to change God's plan for our life. So the cross is proof that we simply do not have authority to change what God has for us. And so that can bring you peace in knowing that, okay, if I take a step that I'm not supposed to take, if this isn't what's right for me, then God has the authority to not only use it for my good and His glory, but also for His plans to be made, and that I cannot contribute to it or take away from it. See, the original design for creation in our walks with God, the original design for relationship between man and God, was simply to walk in the cool of the day with God. So I just want you to think about what it would look like today to walk in the cool of the day with God. I want you to picture what it would look like going on a walk with a friend. Going on a walk with a friend. You follow the path set before you. You naturally walk together. You turn together, left and right. You don't overthink and say, "Oh my gosh, where are we turning next? Are we going to go left? Are we going to go right?" You just walk with them. See, God gave us the Holy Spirit and sent Jesus for our freedom so it could restore the original plan and the original relationship between man and God. So that means that you are able to walk in the cool of the day with God if you let go of what you know and have experienced before. See, I like to think that God cares more about our joy of being in relationship with Him than He does about each tiny step that we're taking. So how much better would life be if we could experience what it's like to walk and talk with Jesus and just allow Him to lead the way, being in fellowship with Him and enjoying the laughter and the safety that comes with fellowship with Him? Like I mentioned earlier, it's like going on a walk with someone who knows the path, They know the town. They know the safe areas. They know the non-safe areas. And when you're walking with someone in a situation like that, you don't have to focus on the route and which way you're going, and you don't have to focus on what's next because you have no idea what's next. You can just fully relax and focus on spending time with the person that you're with as they lead the way. It's the same thing in our walks with the Lord. See, in John 10:10, it says that Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. The more in the abundance that this verse is talking about also has to do with getting to walk hand in hand with Jesus and the true joy that comes from seeking him before you seek the path that's before you. Would you rather focus more on Jesus and truly getting to know him and experience what he has to share, or focus more on the path set before you and completely miss out on the joyful moments you could share with the King of Heaven? See, in Joshua 1:9, it talks about how God is always walking with us, that he will never leave or forsake us. So even when we take a wrong step or we wander to a different road, he never leaves our side. He's there to pick up the pieces, to redirect us, to encourage us, to help us avoid cracks, to love on us. And he's not mad if you turn the wrong way. You can just laugh it off together as he says, "Hey, I have something great over here for you. It's not that way, but if you follow me this way, I can show you. The end of that road isn't what you would expect. This way isn't as fast, but it's the scenic route. I can teach you things and laugh with you along the way, and once we get there, you'll be so glad that you followed me. Just trust me." Something to note in all of this is that you can't follow someone that you don't know. You have to know their voice. You have to know their face. But you also can't trust someone that you don't know. And in order to follow someone, you have to trust them. It takes time sitting with God, learning his voice, communing with him, sitting at the table that he sets for us, and learning who he is to truly get to this place. I want you to know that he's not just King of Kings, Father, King of Heaven, but he's also our friend. Above all else that Jesus wants, that God wants, he wants most is a relationship with us and to sit with us. That was his original design in creation, was to just be with us, was to just commune with us. He doesn't want your gifts more than he wants you. He doesn't want your calling more than he wants you. He doesn't want you to walk out your calling more than he wants you. He simply wants you, which is what the point of the cross was. Jesus wanted us. God wanted us so bad that he sent Jesus. And Jesus wanted us so bad that he stuck out the cross for us, because that was the joy set before him, was the potential of having relationship with us. Relationship. That's all he wants, is to sit with you and to talk with you. So I encourage you to ask God to reveal to you what it looks like to walk in the cool of the day with him. Ask him to show you more of him. He wants to take everything for you so that all you have to do is walk with him and talk with him. That's what the cross was for. There is so much more for you and your relationship and your walk with the Lord than you could ever imagine. But step one in getting there is prioritizing time in the secret place with him, prioritizing that one-on-one time with God, getting to know him, learning who he is, pouring your heart out before him. And as you do that more and more and more and more, it's easier to trust him because you know him more. It's easier to follow his voice because you trust him. It's easier to walk in the cool of the day with him because you're not worried, because you know the person that's holding your tomorrow. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you that we don't even have to lift a finger in our walk with you. You do everything for us. We don't have to worry because you hold tomorrow. We don't have to stress because you're not stressed. We don't have to figure out our next steps because you're the God of the bigger picture, who saw our life from beginning to end and had a plan for everything. When things are a surprise to us, they're not a surprise to you. Lord, I thank you that you desire us more than anything. How beautiful of a thought that is, that you want us more than you want anything from us. you just want to sit with us. Lord, I pray that you teach us what it looks like to sit with you. You teach us what it looks like to walk in the cool of the day with you. You teach us what it looks like to walk out the original design for a relationship between man and you. I pray that through that you would give us joy, that you would give us peace, Lord. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you're teaching us. Thank you that you just desire a relationship with us. And when we're really seeking that, all the things that we could ever ask, think, or imagine naturally come to us through that. If we're seeking for joy, if we're seeking for life, if we're seeking for peace, if we're seeking for anything, that comes naturally when we just sit and commune in relationship with you. Thank you for what you did on the cross so that this is possible. Thank you for what you did on the cross that allows us to just simply walk in the cool of the day with you. We love you, Lord. And we thank you that we get to just walk with you and talk with you and laugh with you. Let that be what our life looks like, is just allowing you to lead the way, Lord. We surrender our ideas and our thoughts and our plans. Would you have your way fully? In Jesus' name.